AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In a case dubbed Nassar 2.0, an Olympic watchdog failed to close yet another abuse case against a gymnastics coach. Correspondent Gavin Coolball has more.
Young gymnasts were sounding warnings about a coach as far back as 2017. That's the same year the U.S. Center for Safe Sport was created in the wake of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. People familiar with the case involving Sean Gardner told the Associated Press he had agreed to a permanent ban from coaching early this year, but the center never closed the deal. Safe Sport says putting Gardner on temporary suspension was effectively the same as a permanent ban. Gardner has pleaded not guilty to federal child pornography charges and is awaiting trial. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Environmental journalist Tatiana Schlossberg, one of three grandchildren of the late President John F. Kennedy, has died at the age of 35. In November, she revealed she had terminal cancer in an essay published in The New Yorker. Schlossberg was the daughter of Kennedy's daughter, Caroline Kennedy and Edwin Schlossberg. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a business legend is stepping aside.
A new year means a new era at Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962, to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go for more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on two competing events in the night sky this weekend.
The American Meteor Society says that the Quantrative meteor shower peaks Friday night into Saturday morning. Normally, in dark skies during the peak, skygazers typically see around 25 meteors per hour. But this time, they'll likely glimpse less than 10 per hour, because light from Saturday's supermoon is going to crash the party. To spot the Quantratids, venture out in the early evening away from city lights. Wait for your eyes to get used to the darkness and do not look at your phone. Saturday's supermoon ends a four-month streak for supermoons that started in October. There will not be another supermoon until the end of 2026. As for major meteor showers, the next one is in April. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.